Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Start going down one path and take steps over and over and over again. And you can't not receive a ton of feedback from that. And so every time that you put yourself out there, that you host an event, reach out to people, record the podcast, do the live, send the email, all the things that I'm always talking about doing. Every single time that you are taking quote unquote massive inspired action, you will move forward. You will expand. You will get an internal, yes, this feels amazing and I want to do more of it. Or actually, no, you know, this was not in alignment for me. Like, I actually don't want to do more of this. And so, that's my little bit on like taking action. And so this month, there was so much action taken in my world and there were some lessons gleaned. So just as like a little recap, we had our very first in-person live experience for the Feminine Collective. So for those of you that are new to the podcast or just new to my work, I launched this community in July of this past year called the Feminine Collective. And we hosted it as an online community. And so every single month in the online portal, we have a theme. There is teachings on the theme. There are meditations and journal prompts on the theme. There is discussions on the theme. There are two live calls where everyone gets to participate in both deepening in this theme. And the themes have been, up until this point, brave conversations, staying in your lane, receiving more of what you want in your life, etc. Things that you can apply to every part of your life. And we talk about how to apply it mostly to your business, but then also relationships and all areas. And it's really about becoming the most elevated, empowered version of yourself to go out and be in alignment, to be inspired, to feel alive, and to build a business and a life that you are just truly like ecstatic about and feel amazing about. So I just digressed, but I launched the Feminine Collective in July, and in September I had an aha moment where I was like, oh, I need to, yes, do all the things that we're doing online because they are so powerful and they're making an impact and women are seeing a big shift. And I want to add an in-person experience every single month. And so in September, in October, we hosted our very first one. We had 50 women come to my home. About 20 of them were women that were part of the Feminine Collective. It was a 3-hour workshop and it was just like divinely guided is the best way that I can describe it. It flowed. We were on time. There was just this like energetic in the room. Everyone was excited. Everyone walked in vulnerable, real, ready to have high level conversations, but also just real conversations. And we got deep really fast. And so I took the women through a number of processes so that everyone gets to have an experience. It's not like we're just sitting in circle and like 5 people get to talk. Like there's some real processes that we use so that everyone gets to participate and experience their own expansion. And the lesson for me was just like, yes, 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 more events, more events, more events. And it just fills me up on every level. And I think everyone walks away truly elevated and experiencing a new version of themselves. And so That we did our first one. We also, through that event, welcomed 12 new members to the collective. So that was really powerful and exciting to welcome more women into the community. And then I went on the following week to go on my own spiritual retreat in Taos, New Mexico. And I came home from Taos and went right into a two-day live event called The Empowered Entrepreneur. And I've done versions of this a number of times. There was 10 women. There's actually 9 women that came to the house. Some of the women were part of the Feminine Collective. Some of them weren't. And man, the women that came, again, were just so ready to experience their breakthrough, to experience their shift, to walk out with a whatever they needed. So one woman needed a clear marketing plan. The next woman needed, you know, some editing on her packages. She's been working with a business coach, and you know, she was like, "Yeah, I'm working with someone, but it's just not quite right." And we were able to shift it slightly so that she feels amazing about it, both the pricing and the packages. Some of the other women just really wanted clarity. Some of them were working on their team members. Is it time to hire somebody? Is it time to let somebody go? You know, just really a range, but for the most part, it was a pretty high level group. Very, very successful women. And it's just like the holdings, the space for all of those women just to be present, to listen, to hold space, to give like loving, honest feedback to each other. We did again, like a number of processes. Like all of this work is through just my own, all of my work is based on the over 12 to 15 years of inner work that I've done on myself, getting my master's in spiritual psychology, all the coaching and mentorship that I've had, all the retreats that I've been on, all the live events that I've experienced, all of the inner work, and quite frankly, the outer work in my business that I have done. I'm able to bring different pieces to all of these events. And I guess what I'd say is really cool is like no two events are ever the same. And so in the event that you've been to one before and you've like, oh, I already done that, or I've experienced the Feminine Collective live event now, or I already went to the Empowered Entrepreneur, like it doesn't really work that way. All of them are very different. I do have, you know, a flow. And for these Empowered Entrepreneur events, really what takes place is the first day we really dive into the inner work, and we flush out whatever is holding people back. What happens is that because all of us are human beings that are doing a lot in the world, we don't actually give ourselves the space to tap into what are we feeling, what are we needing, what's holding us back. And so when you think about, oh, what are my next business plans, or what is my package, or what is the next person I need to hire, there's so many layers, just excuse my French, like there's so much shit on top of those decisions that we can't see clearly because we're actually not in touch with our bodies. We're not in touch with our feeling centers. We're not in touch with source. And so when you start clearing out some of that gunk, which actually can be done quicker than you think, obviously there are layers, but it doesn't take that long to get through that initial layer so that then you just can have some space, get connected, get tuned in. And then the answers, whatever you're looking for, are just, they're like right there. They're right beneath the surface. But when we try to like do it on our own, or, you know, don't actually give ourselves the time and space to do it, we just keep spinning in our mind, going and searching for these answers, and we can't find them. And so these 9 women that came to the Empowered Entrepreneur gave themselves the opportunity to flush through all of that and then to get clarity. And every single one of them did, which was really cool. So the first day is really about the inward work. Again, very clear processes to help them flush through that, get connected. And then the second day they come in and they're just like new. They're like, oh my God, I'm like so clear. I'm like so much better. Okay, now I need your business help on X, Y, and Z. And we dive into that. And you know, I share this very humbly, but I also, with a lot of just inner knowing of where my strengths are, I think one of the unique things that I'm able to bring to the table that I personally don't see a lot out there, and why I feel gifted to do the work that I do, is I'm able to, go to a certain level of depth with somebody. Now, I'm not, you know, doing deep, deep, deep trauma work or past life work or, you know, regression. Like, I'm not supporting women at that level. But given my own personal experiences, again, the work that I've done getting my master's in spiritual psychology, I'm really able to hold a very deep container that for most people is deep enough to really work through the inner work and the healing work and inner child work and self-forgiveness work. And then also meet them at a place in their business that we can make a ton of progress and ton of up level. And yeah, I just think that there is this like unique, you know, where spirituality meets strategy, which is the tagline of this podcast, that I feel really grateful for. I feel very grateful for my gifts, and I'm really honored to take women through really being able to play both sides. It's where I feel like I've experienced the most success is really walking both paths, you know, doing the inner work and then also having guidance on the outer work. And anyways, I just wanted to share that I actually don't know when we're going to be hosting the next Empowered Entrepreneur event, but in the event that you have any interest in you know, working with me on any level, in any type of forum, that really is the work that I do, is doing the inner spiritual healing work in service to you taking the steps on the outer that you desire. So fast forward, so this just brings us up to this last week of October. I did the Empowered Entrepreneur on like a Wednesday and a Thursday, kind of rested on a Friday. Oh, I actually went to Two Bunch Palms on that Friday with my husband for our anniversary. I told him, there's no way I can go. I'm so busy this month. You know, I can't leave. I was gone for five nights in Taos. And he said, we need to go. Like, we need to go for one night. We need the refuel. We need time together, and we're going. And I was so grateful that he forced me to do that. For any of you that live locally in Los Angeles, honestly, anyone, Two Bunch Palms is this kind of little like gem in just outside of Palm Springs. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from where I live. And it just, it's the healing mineral waters and springs. And I kid you not, you like get a body massage. I actually got a lymphatic massage, which is very, it's more like Reiki. It's more like healing work. And of course, this woman that worked on me this time was like truly this healer. And we ended up talking and getting like, I got such a soulful session with her. Anyways, like one massage and sitting in these mineral hot springs for about 45 minutes to an hour, and I am just fully, fully decompressed. Like, I think it normally takes me, you know, 2 days or so to get really, really relaxed on a trip. And there's something about this space and the healing of it that it, like, I can like fully decompress in just a couple of hours. So we had a beautiful dinner that night. We were so tired. We both were in bed by, you know, 10:30, got a great night's sleep. And got up in the morning and was home. We were home by about noon. It was just really beautiful anniversary. It's our 6-year anniversary. And it was nice just to take the 24 hours to give that to ourselves. I spent the weekend with my kids. And then last Monday morning, I got up and went to DC for 2 days. And was on tour with the Almost 30 Girls. Really, really enjoyed being there. I gave a talk on feminine leadership and receiving more of what you want in your life. This seems to be a theme that's just coming through really, really, really strong these days of, you know, number one, why is your feminine energy even something that you're wanting to tap more into? I think it's something that oftentimes, you know, we talk about feminine energy and people can get pretty triggered by it. They're like, well, I don't know. I don't even know that that's something that I want. So I talked about that. And then I talked about how to use that energy to lead your life and to also receive more of what you want in your life. The women were amazing. All of you, any of you that are listening to this that were there, thank you for coming. I loved serving you all in that way. I loved meeting you. The Almost 30 Girls are, I think, headed to Australia in December, I believe, or either November or December. So any of my Aussie girls, check out where they're going to be. I'm not sure if they're going to be in Sydney or Melbourne or where they're going to be at, but it was just an honor being on their tour with them. And I've been very honored to collaborate on a number of events with Krista and Lindsay, and they just are such soulful human beings and really, really walking the talk and using their platform to do their own healing work and to serve and to share. And just like, they're just so real and authentic. And I know it's been like that in of itself has been the biggest catalyst for their growth. For anyone that doesn't know them, they have a top rated podcast. I think over 15 million downloads. They're on the top 50 list almost all of the time. And they're just really blowing up in the best way and serving a lot of humans. Came home, it was Halloween. Which for anyone that watched my Insta stories, God bless my son. He had a really tough time. I had a tough time for that matter. You know, it just was a full-on mama moment, Halloween, and here we are after having a weekend to recover from that. It is Monday morning. It is November 4th, and I am so happy to, I feel like, just be fully back in my body, back at home, back in my office, connecting with you all on this podcast. And, you know, I just wanted to share a couple of major takeaways that I got from this month, and the first being taking inspired action. You receive a lot of guidance, you receive a lot of you just feel your yes, I want more of this, or no, that actually wasn't for me. And every single time that I'm on stage, every single time that I gather women for an event, whether it's 9 women, 50 women, or speaking in front of 125 women at the Almost 30 event, I experience my own full body yes. Like every single part of me is like, I wanna just do this more. I wanna serve more humans. I want to connect with all of you in person as much as I possibly can. And, you know, sometimes we're going to be diving really deep like we did at the 2-day event. And sometimes, some days it's going to be slightly more surface with an hour long talk. And then the Feminine Collective events will be somewhere in between. I've got a couple panels coming up, which will be interesting. I've only been on a couple of panels, and I have a couple panels next week, and I don't know if I'll feel the same full body yes. I'm showing up for them. I'm excited to, you know, share in that way. And we'll kind of see what my reaction is to that. And that was exciting, just to feel that full body, like, yes, 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 yes. And so with that, what I want to share with you guys is that, you know, for any of you guys that are wondering, well, how do I get that? And what do I do? There was not a ton of strategy behind any of these things. Meaning, I literally am doing them because I'm getting my own inner, like, yeah, that would be cool. So, you know, doing the live event for the Feminine Collective, that was never something that was planned when I launched the collective in July. It was something that I got an internal hit on in September and then decided to do it. And my team and I were like, okay, cool, we're going to do this. We planned the event. 3 weeks later, it's happening at my house. And there really isn't much more to it than that. I also know that I just happen to be really good at, you know, sharing authentically about a program or something like in person. And so I knew if I can get people to my house and they are able to experience the collective in person with me, with the other women, there's a good chance that they're going to want to be part of this. And that's what happened. You know, we had like a 33% conversion rate, which is pretty high. And so this is kind of the new quote unquote format for inviting new members into the collective. And I don't know if I'm going to do, I don't know if I'm going to do an online launch, if I'm going to do a challenge or a webinar, again. I don't have the desire to do that at all right now. If you are listening and you're not in LA, you are so welcome to join the collective. All you need to do is send in your application, and this group will highly, highly, highly serve you. Even if you're not able to come to the in-person events, And for right now, these in-person events are going to be my, you know, launching strategy in terms of how to grow this organically. Anywho, so that, I mean, that was a big learning lesson. It's like, how do I want to continue growing the collective? I want to be doing it by hosting in-person events. Like that is the kind of, that is the strategy moving forward, right? The other, and then it's just like setting intentions. Like I've had such a clear intention this year, starting in about May, that I just want to like be on stage more. I want to be doing more podcasts. I want to be speaking more. And there wasn't this like, oh, I'm going to, you know, strategize. We're actually starting to put together strategies now. We've got our pitch deck. We're reaching out to different companies, different organizations, and we're doing more and more of that now because I'm really clear this is the direction that I'm going. But just to get started, it's like I just like literally like energetically putting it out there, and then when an opportunity comes, I'm saying yes. Okay, the other lesson that I learned was that I reached my limit in terms of how often, how much I can be gone for my kids. It was too much this week, this month. I was gone, you know, and obviously there are seasons and this was a little bit out of the norm. It's not regularly that I'm going to be going on a 5-night spiritual retreat, but in the event that I do it again, which it looks like I will be doing it again, I won't be going away. Other times in the month, like that will be the thing of the month, and I really just I will honor that because you know, the 5 nights was fine. Harrison did great, Grace did great, my nanny was, you know, very involved, Kenny did fine, but then to 2 weeks later to go to DC for 2 nights, it kind of like rocked us all. Like it was that 2 nights in DC like pushed us over the edge. Like it was like, okay. And you know, then hence Harrison has a major meltdown the day I get home on Halloween. And so it was too much, and it, you know, it's all good. I'm being gentle with myself. I'm being kind with myself. I'm learning, and we're all learning. We're all learning like what we all need in order to thrive. And so the flip side to that is that I also remembered how important it is for me to travel. You guys, I've said it before, but like it is just so vital. Some of you know I was part of a mastermind last year. I didn't do it this year, but that, you know, took me to Dubai and Paris and Montreal and Miami, and I would travel 3 or 4 times a year with this group of women and the mentor that I was working with at the time, and it was like my little out, and I would be gone for 3 days or even 7 days, and it just it like filled my soul. And you know, obviously Grace has been little and young, but she's at the age now where she can handle me being gone for a couple of days, and she's got a very strong attachment to our nanny, and you know, Kenny's around. Anyways, needless to say, I'm a Sagittarius, my sun sign is Sagittarius, my moon sign is Sagittarius, like I am full on a Sag, and I have to get out there and have my adventures and get my me time. Like it fills me up on such a level. So I will 100% continue to do that. And I will be much more strategic timing and not, you know, and not doing things back to back. The other option that I could have done was take Kenny and Harrison and Grace with me to DC. And that just wasn't even something that had dawned on me. So in the event that I need to travel to a speaking event or do something like that in the future, that's like the shift that I'll make, is that I'll bring them instead of leaving them home. You guys, it's getting a bit long, and to be honest, I have an appointment coming up, so I've got to wrap this up. Those were my major lessons. My biggest offering is go do what you love. Like, figure out a way to do what you love, and like trust that as you do it and as you feel that yes, like the universe is literally hearing you say yes, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you, more of this please, more of this please, more of this please. And then yes, there are going to be things that you need to do. I need to come home, I need to write this email, I need to do this thing, I need to do that, like I need to go and do those things. And the more yeses, the more full body yeses that you experience, the more the universe is going to keep sending you those ways. And then as you feel that, then great, then put a little bit of strategy behind it and keep taking that massive action. for us, just to let you know what that looks like for me, is like having a certain number of people that we're reaching out to for podcast collaborations, for speaking events, for collaboration events. And both me and my team are working on that now, in order to continue making that happen. We're also now forecasting out several months in the future. We've got something going on in February that we're going to be announcing very, very, very soon. We also have got something planned for March or April, that we are very, very excited about. So it allows us to look outward and go, okay, we know that we, if we have planned this event, you know, in February or March or April of next year, that we're going to be in alignment with it, because it's so, it's just like so clear and so aligned, and feels so good to be doing that now. I love you. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing week.